In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. When Jesus had been baptized, he came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened up, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him, and suddenly a voice from the heavens rang, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." What do we hear when we hear Christmas? It probably depends most on what age you are. If we're children, we hear presents and Santa and candy. And if we're older, we might hear family gatherings or reminisce of Christmas's past. If we're mothers, we probably hear food and cooking and preparation. And if we're fathers, we might hear ladders and Christmas lights. If we're business owners, we probably hear end-of-year paperwork. And if we're college students, final exams, and then break. And many others may hear other things. Snow, cards, decorations, parties, and Christmas carols. We all hear something different when we hear Christmas. And these are all part of the soundscape of Christmas. But with so many voices and a fair amount of noise flooding the air in the Christmas season, we have to be careful to hear what was originally said. The avitis, the good news of Christmas. And that's what we've tried to do this whole 50 days of Lent with Bible studies and our Advent dinner. Tune our ears to hear the good news of Christmas. The original good news, which still is life-giving today. And that's what, on Armenian Christmas today, our assigned readings urges us to do, to listen again and hear what was said, hear the good news for you and I and the entire world. The message comes from God himself, and this is rare, a direct quote as Jesus is being baptized, which I just read to you. Not his birth, but his second birth, if you will. The birth of his calling to save, heal, and transform the world. Again, suddenly the heavens opened up and a voice resounded from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Just 11 words from God the Father. Very simple and very clear to hear for Christmas. God had sent his only Son, beloved Son, to our broken world for our broken hearts and wishes to make us whole again. What a clear and attractive message this is. But why then is it so much easier to hear the ring of Santa's bells or endless advertisements than it is to hear the Father of creation and his offer of redemption? Well, if the problem isn't the messenger, and if it's not the message, then the problem must be with our hearing. Because the message of Christmas is truly good news, that a Savior has come to the world and set things right, but that means that the world needs saving. And that means that you and I need to be set right. And that's humbling. And that's challenging. And if Christianity isn't humbling or challenging, it's not Christianity. It really isn't. And naturally, we being who we are, we prefer a little more easy listening than that message. And you could say in a word, we always hear what we want to hear. This reminds me of a funny story. Max Goldberg went to see his cardiologist. And the doctor examines him and he tells Max he'd like to speak to Mrs. Goldberg privately. And so Max leaves the room, and his wife comes in. And the doctor tells her, "Mrs. Goldberg, your husband's condition is extremely serious, and is made worse by stress. So you have to do everything you can to alleviate his stress. When he gets up in the morning, make his favorite breakfast and bring it to bed. Give him a hug and a kiss on his way out the door, and call him at work to tell him how great he is. And when he comes home in the evening, have his slippers and a delicious dinner waiting for him. Give him whatever he wants and be sweet to him at all times. If you do this, Max can live another 20 years. Mrs. Goldberg nods along, and she leaves the office and gets in the car. And then Max anxiously asks her what the doctor said. Mrs. Goldberg responds, "You're going to die." That's edgy for Christmas, but I think it drives the point home. We all hear what we want to hear, and we do what we want to do. So when it comes to Christmas and life with God, the problem isn't so much with hearing, it's with our will. What do we want? We want to hear lights and trees and gifts and dinner and decorations because we have some control over these. And when we talk to them, they don't talk back. But listening and hearing God, that's a relationship. And relationships are intimidating because we have to be vulnerable. We have to listen. We have to dialogue. We have to be humbled and ready to be changed. And that's hard. That's hard for me. That's hard for you. But it's worth it. Because unlike anything else in this world, listening to and obeying to God doesn't just do something for you, it does something to you over time. Sometimes it's like during Jesus' baptism and God's call is loud and clear and says, "You are beloved sons and daughters of God." Never forget that. Remember where you're from and whose you belong to. So boldly live out your calling with the power and grace of God. But more often than that, God's voice is something like a whisper, barely audible, that we have to lean in to even hear. Have you ever seen a very experienced teacher or speaker who purposely speaks very softly? Why do they do that? It's because the listeners will be quiet and because they'll lean in to hear more. Well, that's what God seems to do. If we only hear lights and trees and gifts and bills for Christmas, it's not because God isn't speaking, it's because we need to turn away and lean in closer to God. And doing so, we not only hear better, but we get better because we get closer to the source of all good, all truth, and abundant life, which is God. And we'll still probably hear what we want to hear, but we will start to want to hear God. And so let us hear again today the true invitation of Christmas and this entire new year, the Ave Dies, that God has become man so that we might become like gods. And let us turn from distracting voices, lesser callings, and lean in to hear the Father, to follow his Son so that we too might be worthy of the most precious grace and honor to be called his beloved sons and daughters, in whom he is well pleased, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.